Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
Going that one step deeper, going that one step further, how God is determined to bless you and how poverty has to be and will be eradicated, erased, annihilated from your life. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Imagine to bless all the work of your hand. That everything you do is blessed to the extent where it increases, multiplies, and causes tremendous blessing to come into your life. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. I will prove that to you from the New Testament, just in case there was a little lying spirit and say, well, that's the Old Testament. Well, the Old Testament is not null and void. Let me remind you, and let the devil be a liar, but let God be truth. The Old Testament is as true today as the New Testament is. The New Covenant in Christ, of course, but the scriptures that I've written in the Old Testament, even the Lord said, I have not come away to do the Old Testament. Even the Torah, God forbid, the Torah. Praise God, the first five books of Moses, the Tanakh, all the rest of the Old Testament. No, these are the scriptures. They're not necessarily, and they're certainly not, null and void. I told you before, natural Israel, there is spiritual Israel. God has a natural Israel. God has natural Israelites, God has natural Jews, and God has spiritual Israel, spiritual Israelites, and spiritual Jews. And he wants to bless them both. Praise the Lord. The Lord shall open unto thee the good, his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Now we said we're taking it deeper, we're taking it further. How, and I said I'll cross-reference it in a minute, just bear with me, I'll cross-reference that in just a minute to the New Testament so that you know that you know that you know. We're talking now, praise God. How can you lend if you have nothing? And how can you lend if you don't have abundance? Because you can only lend out of the abundance, out of the overflow. Well, why does God does have to open? Because he wants you to lend. He wants you to have so much that you can give to the kingdom of God, that you can overflowingly give, that you can be a blessing, praise God. But how can, or you can even be having the function of bank if you have that much, because you can now lend and charge interest. How can you lend if you don't have, if you don't even have enough for your own, for your own needs? You got to have more than enough. And that is why God wants you to have an overflowing blessing. This is the blessing that God is determined for you to have. Praise God. And thou shalt not borrow. But how many of us have borrowed? How many of us have fallen into the trap of needing or using credit, borrowing, apart from the mortgage? How many are borrowing out apart from or on top of their mortgage and using credit? Thou shalt not borrow. Now we're going to go a little bit further than that, and we're going to go to Romans 13 verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding. King James Bible. Owe no man anything. Romans 13:8. It's in your Bible. Romans 13:8. Write that down. Owe no man anything. What? Owe no man anything. Be not a debtor to anybody, but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Do not owe anyone anything. Christian Standard Bible. International Standard Version. Do not owe anyone anything. Aramaic Bible, in plain English. Owe no person anything. New American Standard, 1977. Owe nothing to anyone. New International. Let no debt remain outstanding. Owe no one anything. English Standard Version. Wow. Doesn't that totally confirm the blessing that God is determined and willing for you to have, according to the book of Deuteronomy 28, from the Torah, the books of Moses? Isn't that totally confirmation that God wants you out of debt, and that God believes in debt cancellation for his people, for his children, born of his spirit? Hallelujah. That is why, praise God, I keep saying to you that these things are very important, praise God. I'm teaching you these things because you can actually become totally debt-free. You can annihilate those debts because Jesus Christ wants to do debt cancellation. Hallelujah. This is absolutely amazing. That is when you begin to move in everything that God has for you. That is when you begin to obtain everything that God has for you. Get on board, praise God. Get on board. Let that anointing that is on me flow into your life. I'll continue to teach you. I continue to keep you in my daily prayers. Let that anointing that is on my life be flowing into your life, into everything that you are doing for God. Hallelujah. Even your tithing, your offerings. Partner with my ministry. In that way, fulfilling the will of God. Fulfilling that what is God's heart. What it is all about at the end of the day is winning souls. In all these blessings that are going to overtake you and are going to overflow you in marriages that you don't have enough room in your storehouses, it is all for the glory of God. And in that, where your heart is, there your treasure is also. Your heart must be lined up with the heart of God. God's heart is evangelism. God's heart is missions. God's heart is winning souls. That is why Jesus Christ died on the cross. That's why he bled and died for our sins and the sins of those that will call on him, so that they can be washed away by his blood. They can be redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Redeemer. We talked about Job says, my Redeemer liveth. God wants many people more, billions of people that have never heard the gospel, that have not had an opportunity to hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. He wants them to shout, I know my Redeemer live, after that they have repented and given their lives to Jesus. But how can they repent? And how can they hear? Unless there's a preacher preaching the gospel. And how can that preacher preach unless he is sent? Oh, praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Imagine how awesome the blessing of God is going to flow. This partnership, God's blessing, his heart's desire fulfilled. Lord, attend unto my prayer. Lord, remember my heart's desire. And often a time, very often, I tell you, very, very often, most of the time, the Lord told me, the Lord has not asked, what is your heart's desire? How can I make you happy, Lord? What is on your heart? What is your desire, Lord? And the Lord says, souls by the preaching of the gospel throughout the uttermost parts of the world. Souls, souls, souls. He died for souls. He bled for souls. He rose for souls. You and me, we are saved. We are souls saved. But the lost souls are billions out there, billions, because for decades and centuries, the church has not been active. Apart from being church, but not been active in evangelism, in crusades and missions and supporting. You and me can change that now, right now. I want to give you a short break to just go and get that partnership set up. Because this is God's desire. Hallelujah. And praise God. His blessings are yea and amen. They are going to flow you doing all of this that I taught you from His word. Hallelujah. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Otherwise, we'll just talk and teach, but then actually something needs to be done as well. And that's that partnership. So you know, praise God, that you're doing the right thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just give you a short break right now. Praise the Lord. Partnership. Why partnership? Why, Pastor, you talk about partnership? Why is partnership so vitally important? I've told you already that through partnership, the anointing that is on my life will flow into your life. But with that, the tremendous authority, the covering that God has granted and blessed me with as a wise steward, never giving up, fulfilling His wishes, His commandments, His desires, and going into battle day in, day out with the forces of evil over a decade without fail, praising the Lord. Deliverance ministry throughout the world, international deliverance ministry over 11 years at the time of this recording, over 5,000 individual one-on-one sessions and thousands of more sessions of deliverance and healing and inner healing and restoration. Oh, praise the Lord, somebody. Crusades around the world, millions touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and experience the healing and deliverance power of the Lord as signs and wonders following. That anointing, that authority is a great covering for somebody who will pray for you, for somebody you will partner with, i.e. myself. And you partner with me, and you come under that extra covering of prayer, and I pray every day for my partners, praise God. Apart from that, the anointing that's on my life flowing into your life, apart from that, the winning of souls together, fulfilling the Great Commission together, the Great Commission of God, the heartbeat of God is souls, the desire of God is souls. He wants to win souls. He wants to win the lost. When you partner with me, I'm going round the whole world winning the lost for Jesus Christ. When you partner with me, whatsoever my ministry achieves with my staff, with my team, whatsoever we achieve to the glory of God and for God and to the glory of the kingdom of God will be attributed to you as well, because you were part of that. It is a team effort. You and me, you and our team, a team effort. We do it together. That's how it's done in the kingdom of God. God commands us to come together. Philippians 4:14. Paul speaks to the Philippians, notwithstanding you have well done, that you did communicate with my affliction. You did support me. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church, no believer communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Paul said, nobody communicated with me concerning giving and receiving. Paul wasn't going to literally give something back. Paul is going to give a revelation. And I want you to understand this and stay with me. I want you to get that revelation, because when you give to me as a partner, month by month, you commit partnership, you commit to fulfill the Great Commission together, you will receive great rewards. Apart from the anointing that's on my life flowing into your life, apart from everything that we do being contributed to you, apart from fulfilling the heart's desire of God and being blessed totally and utterly, now understanding tithe and offerings to a level you never understood, now understanding debt cancellation to a level you never did before, and have yet many more things to teach to my partners. I have great in-depth teaching on authority, on power, on flowing in that authority and power day in, day out as a lifestyle, as in Christ, and binding and loosing that will absolutely and utterly just bless you and empower you limitless, praise God, in Christ Jesus the Lord. You, Philippians, communicated with me, the only one, as giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again. Once and again, not one off. That all this one off support, it's temporarily. It doesn't do the work of God. Praise God. It's the ongoing giving, unless of course it's a substantial one off. But a one off $10, a one off $5, a one off $50 isn't gonna make a change. It has to be ongoing. Praise God. For even in Thessalonica, you said once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Now he talks about your heavenly account. Hallelujah. Not because I desire, Paul didn't desire a gift, I don't desire a gift. I desire to do the will of God. God has commissioned me, ordained me, anointed me to go around the world, and I cannot do anything else but that. God told me to do that. I've tried to do some other things, and God says, no, I will not allow you to do anything else. You just do this. This is my calling. This is what God called me to do. That's why God given me a huge anointing, and I give God only the grace and the praise for that. I can see that because people are getting literally totally delivered, totally healed, totally restored, and totally empowered to do great things for the Lord. Hallelujah. I have nothing to boast about. You know that. I give glory to Jesus, but I know the anointing that I have, and I know the tremendous authority that God gave me in the spiritual realm. I have seen so tremendous big miracles with people that I've never seen, face to face. This is just by declarations. This is just by speaking the word. Praise the Lord, somebody. Only to God and alone, and to God alone be the glory. So giving is receiving. Giving to my ministry is receiving the blessings of God and the fruit. The fruit will abound to your account, your heavenly account, where your treasure is. I said I'll come back to it. There your heart be also. Your treasure, there is literally a treasure chest in heaven that has your name on it. If your heart is there and your heart is doing exactly what I just tell you, I'm just teaching you, if that is how your heart is aligned up with the will of God, then that treasure will keep on filling and filling and filling. That is your blessings for eternity. And like I said, this life, even though God promised, he said, I will bless you 100-fold. You know, if you do all this for the gospel, I will bless you 100-fold. Now in this time, with persecution, and in the eternity to come forever and ever, without persecution. We talked earlier about there is no thief in heaven, no devourer in heaven. So now and forever. So now in this life, before you go to heaven, you'll have the blessing of the Lord. And then meanwhile, during this life on earth, being born again, you're building up a huge treasure in heaven, and that is for eternity to come. And yes, that is how God rewards. That is how God blesses, not just now, but eternally. Why? Because of the preaching of the gospel, the partnership, and causing together to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out there to the uttermost parts of the world, to those billions of people that have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is my call to you. Partner and initiate that partnership right now. Tithe and offerings, however, but partnership right now. And it'll be a blessing to get you all the other teachings that are in-depth, revelation, Holy Spirit utter teachings on the binding and loosing, on authority, and like I said, flowing in authority like you've never imagined, flowing in power like you've never imagined, understanding binding and loosing and how to apply that daily and how that will change the life of you and those around you, your loved ones, how you will see miracles so great that you couldn't comprehend beforehand. All this and much more is to come for my dear partners. God bless you and I love you. Just go and go to the website, start there. And if there is anything else you need, just email us or call us. God bless you. This is Evangelist Vincent. Bye for now.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Jesus has come to seek and save that which is lost.
I will set them free from darkness, say the Lord, if my people allow me to create in them a new heart. Listen now. How much do you want Jesus? What are you willing to surrender to him? Power! Power! Fire!
The words of Jesus, I am the resurrection, I am the life. You are going to know Jesus Christ personally.
His judgment of sin, he laid it upon his own son, Jesus Christ, so that we could go free.
Go home safe.
Born again of the Spirit of God.
That God is a deliverer.
And he gave you authority to preach the gospel, to heal the sick.
Yes.
And to cast out devils.
Yes.
We will preach the gospel.
Hola.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Keep me in this field. Because together and only together, we can do it for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And I need your help.